Nick Z from the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
It was too perfect, just too perfect.
Bye.
It's 7:02 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This has been a public service announcement of the National Diabetes Education Program and the Sugar Daddies here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I did my D for this hour. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Bo Jens. So I'm going to play the crap out of in my radio iterations over the years, dating all the way back to the 80s, really. It appears on one of the, I think it's Back from the Grave, Volume 4 or 5. I don't remember. That's where I first heard it, back in the 80s. But I have the compilation, Michigan Mayhem, Volume 2. The track was originally released on Sounds of the Scene in 1967. Before that, Johnny Burnett from 1962 on the Liberty label and Clown Shoes. The Pattons before that and Say Mama. A track released on the Tens label, unknown date. I got the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 4. Came out on AIP in 1983. It's been comped a couple of times on Greg Shaw influence comps. Well, that, the Infinitives kicked off this set. Last set of the first hour with Heidi. Track originally released on the Cahill label in 1966. I have the compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volumes 1 and 2 CD. Came out in 2015 on Crypt. Got about 55, 56 minutes to go. Coming up is this week's song that everybody knows. And what? So much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
I don't care, I can still have fun when you're not me know, for Christ's sake.
Everybody say yeah! Yeah! Say yeah!
Yeah!
Say yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Just a little bit of stumbling along the way. Yeah, 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 yeah. Clap your hands just a little bit louder. Clap your hands just a little bit louder.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. So I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. Say that I never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Oh, yeah, 7:18 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard the Pete Best 4 and Why Did I Fall in Love with You. Tractor was originally released on the Decca label in the UK in 1964. I got off the compilation Rare 60s Beat Treasures, Volume 4. Came out in 1995 on Gone Beat. Before that, the Partridge Family. featuring on drums Jeremy Geldwax, the Pete Best, a prefabricated rock band's, and I Think I Love You, came out in 1970 on Bell. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Fingertips Part 2, Stevie Wonder, came out in 1963 on Tamla. Then we kicked it off with Tony Ritchie, and Anybody at the Party Seen Jenny. Kind of sort of sounds like a Joe Meek production. And off the compilation, Beat Us If You Can, came out in 2001 on the Liverpoodle label. Oh, for God's sakes, here we go. Anyway. All right, bet you couldn't tell. I reset it myself. Anyway, manually. And it was originally released on the Beacon label in the UK in 1968, but it was also released here in the United States. It was on GNP Crescendo the same year. 40 minutes to go, two sets. Can I do it? I mean, you're not really wondering that, are you? These are the Desperate Hours.
Your Cadillac car, you're walking down the street, little girl. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Oh, This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. wrong with you? Feel that monkey, it's sitting on your back. That's when you must realize that for you it's too late to fall back. That's when you must perceive your world is built out of make-believe. That's when you wanna go but just can't leave. That's when you even need a shot to get a breathe. That's when your bed is gonna be your day. And when you ain't got it, you can't even move your head. That's when everything you touch seems unreal. And you don't even know how and what you feel. Well, if that's the way you want it to be, you better don't come to see me no more.
The three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Oh yeah, let me tell you what I just played. Just played a band that Richie Unterberger said may have been the best rock and roll band from a non-English speaking country ever, and I'm inclined to agree. The Outsiders from the Netherlands. Track called Monkey on Your Back, originally released on the Relax label in the Netherlands in 1967. I got off a compilation, Strange Things Are Happening, the complete singles, 1965 to 69. Came out on Bam Caruso in 2002. For that, the Poets. Track originally released on the Decca label, 1965, and that's the way it's got to be. I got it out of the Nuggets 2 box set. And before that, from the Nuggets 1 box set, Love and 7 and 7 Is, originally released on Elektra in 1966. Before that, the Soul-Ins did the Soul-In part one of the compilation Steppin' Hot, originally released in the Mosley label. Unknown date on that one. I looked and looked and looked, Mike Murray. I did. For that, Michelle Richard from Canada did Macanada. What a great song. On that one, I didn't know what the release date was on that. And she had a ton of hits in Canada and France as well. And anyway, I got off the compilation Ultra Chicks Volume 6. Well, that Jerry and the Others did Don't Cry to Me. It originally was could be found on a compilation called WONE, The Dayton Scene. Came out in the Prism label 1966. I got off of Back from the Grave Volume 3. Came out in 1984 on Crypt. And we kicked off the set with Danny and the Counts and You Need Love. It was originally released on the Coronado label in 1966. I got off of the Pebbles Volume 5 CD version of that. Hey, you know, if I didn't ask yet. So here we go. You want to make an ID, you want to be a star. A star to handful and handfuls of people in the greater Boston area, as well as the internets. All you got to do, you can make a bumper. And how you do that? Well, I'll tell you. All you got to do is mention your name, stage name acceptable, claim to fame or lack thereof in general geographic area or planet. And also mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Make a Wavern MP3 out of it and fire it off to Coffee and Smokes at Verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at Verizon.net. Yes, for those of you who I have been cynically torturing over the airwaves for the last like 25 years, it's the old, I kept the old address. I'd be most appreciative. I should reciprocate, because a couple of folks with radio shows, they're praying I don't reciprocate. Anyway, you got 15 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours. Thank you.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
We'll be right back.
7:56 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a weekly steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for 2 hours each and every Thursday evening right here in MFO. Let me tell you what I just played last set of the evening. Just heard the Shandells and Shades of Blue, track originally released on the LaSalle label in 1966. I got off the call.